listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. We are joined, I'm very pleased to say, by one of our regulars here at Secure Freedom Radio, a duty expert on matters involving immigration and the implications of our failure to attend to our responsibilities in that regard, Michael Cutler. He is a man of many parts, a career professional in the Immigration and Naturalization Services, having worked in, as well, the Drug Enforcement Agency and Customs. And these days, he is a senior fellow at Californians for Population Stabilization, contributing editor to a number of publications, and has been a regular on Capitol Hill as a resource, as we find him to be as well here. Michael Cutler, it's so good to have you. Welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me, Frank. Of late, I've been doing a lot of writing for Front Page Magazine as well, in fact.
Good. There we go. Let me ask you about some of the writing that you've been doing, including about something that I think has not gotten the attention it deserves, and that is the fact that we have now tangible evidence that Hezbollah, one of the most dangerous terrorist organizations in the world, is active in the United States. Tell us what we've discovered in that regard.
Well, you know, they're active all throughout Latin America. The Iranians send their Quds, their shock troops, to Venezuela on weekly flights. There are terror training camps in the tri-border region of Brazil. And so the notion that this is a new problem, as some people see it, I know you and I know otherwise, but the most recent development is kind of important for the audience to understand. Here's the headline from a Justice Department news release just 2 weeks ago. Two men arrested for terrorist activities on behalf of Hezbollah's Islamic Jihad organization. Both of these men are naturalized citizens. One, in fact, his family is an integral part of Hezbollah overseas. At age 16, he attended terror training camp. You know, the way most kids go to sleepaway camp, he went to terror training camp. And what's remarkable is we admitted him. We, the United States, admitted him after that. His family's well established as an integral component of Hezbollah. He went to training camp. We admit him. Hezbollah reached out to him and said, you know, if you could get that citizenship, U.S. citizenship and a U.S. passport, we could really harness you. Well, he naturalized. The supposed investigation that should have been conducted turned up nothing. We gave him citizenship. He was arrested subsequently in New York. This guy's traveled all over the world. Panama, Asia, doing surveillance.
Michael Cutler is our guest. We're talking about threats internal to the United States that most Americans, I think, would find unbelievable. Hezbollah having cells in this country, and I think these arrests are just the tip of the proverbial iceberg. You've also been warning at Front Page Magazine, Michael, about the implications of allowing illegal aliens to enter our armed forces and thereby obtain a path to citizenship. Talk about the dangers involved there.
Sure. I've been writing for a bunch of websites, Front Page included. And my article for Front Page, When Compassion Endangers National Security, The Landmines of Illegal Aliens Entering Military Service. You know, there's two possibilities here. Gang members joining the military, not unusual, not brand new. And by the way, the bill we're talking about is the Enlist Act. It's H.R. 60. It's very important for you to reach out to your member of Congress. Over 200 members of Congress are currently co-sponsoring this dangerous legislation. It failed to pass in 2014. They're taking another shot at it again. Please understand how dangerous it is. We know that that gang members, and in fact, there was a 2011 report by the FBI and a follow-up report 2015, this is a huge problem with members of gangs. There was just a hearing about MS-13. The idea of providing gang members with training in military weapons and access to military bases is a nightmare. Furthermore, we know that terrorists are seeking to pull off what's known as insider attacks. We've seen it all over the Middle East. Hundreds of soldiers have been killed by insiders who enlist in the military or enlist in the police and then turn their guns on their trainers and their supposed colleagues. The opportunity to provide illegal aliens who entered America surreptitiously to evade the inspections process that's supposed to keep the bad guys from getting into the country, and there's no way of verifying their identities. Think again about those Hezbollah operatives who we naturalized, even though there were warning flags all over the world about them. Do you think there would be any different in terms of people that would wind up in our military? And by the way, one of the charges for the Hezbollah individuals was that they went overseas for training in heavy weaponry. So here we're going to provide training in heavy weaponry here in the United States, give them access to our playbook. This is an act of stupidity on our part, at the best.
Let me ask you, Michael Cutler, about one of your other writings. You've talked about what's happened in Britain of late in terms of terrorism there and the dangers that through a visa waiver program, such terrorists could gain easy access to this country as well. Give us a sense of the real danger that that represents.
Sure. You know, the visa waiver program is something that everyone agrees never should have happened. I won't say everyone agrees. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is thrilled. They and their corporate cohorts have pumped megabucks into pushing comprehensive opportunities to enter America. The visa waiver program, we went from 26 such countries to 38. But after we've seen these terror attacks carried out in Europe by European Islamists who could enter the United States, they came up with a program of an enhanced visa waiver program, which is foolishness. It's just window dressing. Supposedly, any alien from the visa waiver countries who's traveled to roughly a half dozen Middle Eastern countries associated with terrorism would have to get a visa before seeking entry into the United States. So here's the problem. How in the world are we going to know whether or not these people have traveled to those countries? And do they really think that those individuals are going to walk into an embassy or consulate and perhaps say, here is my transcript. I did real well in bomb-making school. I'd like a visa to come to the United States. Clearly, they're going to do everything they can to conceal their travel around the world and simply enter under the visa waiver program. Most of the attacks we've seen in Europe have been carried out by individuals who were dual nationals. In fact, many of the Hezbollah operatives, when you go through the indictments and so forth, are dual nationals. Not only are they Brits, they're Canadians, they're French, but meanwhile, they're also Lebanese, perhaps. So with dual nationality, those two passports make it easy to switch passports as they travel around the world. Again, another method of covering their tracks. And, you know, the 9/11 Commission said that in the hands of a terrorist, a passport or a travel document is a weapon. And yet our country, our Congress, our politicians are so hell-bent on allowing as many foreign nationals into America that they are willing to sacrifice national security and public safety to placate the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and a host of other special interest groups that are driven and motivated purely by greed.
Absolutely infuriating. Michael Cutler is our guest. You can find his writings, among other places, at michaelcutler.net. Hey, very quickly, Michael, just a last point. There is a report out of Britain that the terrorists who previously were responsible for murdering a British soldier on the streets of London are now very aggressively proselytizing in prison. How serious a problem does that represent, as you see it in this country as well?
Huge, huge problem. There's three places. In fact, if you look at the congressional hearing about MS-13, as well as by the terrorist groups, the three places where they proselytize, in jails, in schools, especially MS-13, are now recruiting kids as young as 8. Think about that, 8. And also in the military as well as the prisons. So anytime you put bad guys, you know, one bad apple spoils the bunch. By not being careful as to who we let into the country, by not being careful who we provide access to military bases, and by not isolating terrorists and gang members in the prisons so that they can't recruit new members, we're really laying the seeds for our own destruction.
Michael, we have to leave it at that. Thank you so much for your time. As always, my friend, keep up the great work at, among other places, Front Page Magazine. And thanks for joining us. We'll look forward to a visit with you again soon.